New public health research confirms what Tennessee has known for years. The number of drug-dependent newborns is growing fastest in rural areas. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports that researchers from Vanderbilt, the University of Michigan, and the University of Minnesota sifted through hospital billing data to spot the national trend.
Over the past 10 years, this condition called neonatal abstinence syndrome, when babies have to withdraw from the pain pills or heroin their mother's on, became much more prevalent across the country. But rural areas were off the charts. Vanderbilt's Stephen Patrick found an increase of 80%.
We were surprised by the number of infants in rural communities compared to urban communities. Just the numbers that we found were striking.
The disparity is particularly noticeable in Tennessee, where the rural, mountainous northeastern part of the state remains the epicenter. Tennessee has recognized this problem for years. It was one of the first states to make neonatal abstinence syndrome a reportable condition. And this study confirms other states are seeing the same thing. Patrick hopes the research adds some urgency to increasing the availability of drug treatment in rural areas. For National Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.